Hope?
That trial is interesting because it required in its initial manifestation up until this moment that you receive two prior chemotherapy regimens for metastatic disease and that you also receive trastuzumab for metastatic disease. So it's not testing the question of what do you do if somebody's relapsed within a year of adjuvant therapy by any means, which is most unfortunate since if you've relapsed on adjuvant trastuzumab, you don't qualify for the trial, but you will qualify for compassionate use in the capecitabine-lapatinib compassionate study, which is available now. And also, they have another trial testing the combination with paclitaxel, but you can't have relapsed on trastuzumab. You have to be off of it. But you then are randomized as first-line therapy to paclitaxel with trastuzumab versus the addition of lapatinib. So that would be one way to try and look at those issues. I think that the big question that we have is there are all these trials going on now that we're not going to have the results for a little bit, and yet right now we have to finalize the neoadjuvant and adjuvant trial designs, which is incredibly controversial, and there are tremendous variations in opinion. We've all been having this email conversation within our cooperative group, and there is definitely no consensus. I mean, how do we test this now in the adjuvant setting? How do we bring lapatinib into the adjuvant setting in the best way without creating a $500 million trial?
Cliff, can you comment on some of the options that are being discussed in terms of the next generation of adjuvant trials for HER2-positive patients?
So the Aphrodite trial is currently written as overlapping with chemotherapy if you want a year of Herceptin, a year of lapatinib, a year of both, or a sequence of one then the other. The Neo-Aphrodite trial tries to get at some of the biology of this by giving, I think it's 12 or 16 weeks of the single agents alone or the combination alone before you go to surgery and then following with a remainder of a year of treatment. In the cooperative groups, the North Central proposal, which is currently being worked on, is built on the same themes of single agent lapatinib versus single agent trastuzumab versus the combination. And we have a preoperative proposal which matches that, which gives preoperative trastuzumab, preoperative lapatinib, or preoperative combination along with weekly paclitaxel for a fixed period of time. It gives us a chance to look at the pathway markers and markers of resistance. The big controversy, which is the obvious one, is whether people are brave enough, as the Aphrodite folks appear to be, to commit to a year of lapatinib and not give any Herceptin to a HER2-positive patient with early-stage disease. And that's either brilliant or a leap of faith. And I don't really know where things stand for everybody right now, but that's the bone of contention right now.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special Breast Cancer Update Think Tank Edition.